We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is now time for you to speak the word.
Bring for possession. Confession. Bring for possession.
Listening to Kingdom and Covenant, sponsored by Full Gospel Christian Center, located on 4618 Creekview Road, McLeansville, North Carolina, where the pastor is John W. Milton. Full Gospel Christian Center Sunday services are at 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Come join us.
Now back to our broadcast. Him in all my ways. In other words, I'm observant of his promises and his provisions that are already in manifestation. And I become faithful with what he's entrusted me with. Now he has no problem giving promotion. He has no problem accessing more. See, more is not going to come from misuse. Remember the guy with the talent? He took it and hid it. Who remembers what happened? What he had was taken from him. But then those that had talent and went and dispersed it. Hello? They were rewarded. So you got to go to the realities of, you know, yes, the Bible is put before us as an example, but it has no power until those that it was designated for hear and adhere to its sayings. See, I can hear the word and not do the word, then I already have my reward. I can hear the word and do the word. Now I acknowledge that God is my rewarder. God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So by faith, I'm able to go in the process, make decrees that are based on the word of God. And watch this, your expectancy level has to play a part. I'm expecting my life to be, in other words, I'm not expecting to leave to my children and for my children what my father left to and for me. I came out with a pocket knife and a pickup truck that was broke. Y'all hear me? I didn't argue. I didn't fuss. My statement was this to my sisters as we were talking about the estate and everything. My focus was this. God is my source. Now, the Bible says a good man does something in the earth realm. What does he do? He leaves an inheritance for his children's children. All Papa had to offer was a pocket knife and a pickup truck, and if it was up to him, I probably wouldn't have got them. I ain't getting no help with that one. You know what I'm saying? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So you got to learn to rest in him. When the thing was spoken about, you know, what Pops left me, you know, I was excited because that was a cool little pocket knife, you know what I'm saying? And I cherished that knife until somebody stole it. So my trust and my confidence could not be in physical gainage. But resting in God put me in a position where that, you know, Father, I trust you with everything. You know what I'm saying? The guy that said I wasn't going to ever have anything before he left this earth realm looked me in my face, Jeff, and he says, I'm proud of you, boy. Because he saw me make accomplishments that he wanted to make that he was never able to make. And he was able to see physically an opportunity for his son to be blessed and to be empowered by his heavenly Father, things that, that he couldn't do or didn't do in the earth realm. And the thing that empowers me so much in the earth realm is knowing that as my heavenly Father accesses me with all of his good and precious provisions, my goal now is, and Sheila and I, we're working on the same thing. As we rest in God, our ultimate goal is to teach and to train our grandchildren that the blessings of the Lord, which maketh one rich and addeth no sorrow, are on us. Our goal and decree that we make constantly is that these blessings are on our children's children. See, everybody's thinking that inheritance is this guy was a millionaire and he passed it off on his son. There's sorrow in that richness being handed off. But when the abundance of the heart becomes full, the individual learns to rest in God. Then a transfer is made from the heart. See, we think it's about transfer from the bank account. No, the transfer from the heart is more important than any money you can leave to your children or your grandchildren. But you make sure that your heart is right. Now that you are resting in God, you at least make it available to your children's children. And it'll come a point where that wealth and riches that shall be in your house is not talking about monetary gain only. There's a spiritual concept to this wealth that's to be transferred. And you cannot pass it on to someone if you have not received it. And you know truth. And truth brings forth freedom. I can pass monies out until they're all exhausted. And because I pass no, and watch this, you see a lot of this. I pass no knowledge of how to get the wealth when what I leave them runs out. They're depleted. But if what I pass off to them is the knowledge and wisdom of how to get the wealth generating and manifesting in your house. And we teach it here every Sunday. And George pours out of his heart. And some of you guys become offended because what he's saying may be greater than what you have a knowledge to accomplish or to acquire or to achieve. And I'm not saying this trying to side with George or trying to butter him up or put him on some pedestal, but it's about knowing truth, seeing it work in your life, and then passing it on to generations. George and I may not be here when Carter starts pastoring the church if God called him to be the pastor. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using him as an example. But God calls him to pastor behind his granddaddy. If all granddaddy left him was a church building, he got trouble. But if granddaddy left his heart filled with the knowledge and wisdom of not only talking about God, but knowing who God is, and then teaching him the importance of resting in who God is. Are you hearing me today? See, some of us act like we're going to be here forever. I don't want to be here forever. I've been promised a place that has no spots, no wrinkles, no undesired results. You hear what I'm saying? What old song they used to sing, Sister George, about the leak in this old building? Somebody don't fix that leak, it's going to fall. Hello? But it has to come a point where that we become rich with treasure. What is true treasure? Knowing God. Not only knowing that He pardons, he forgives, but knowing that he also rewards. Are you hearing me today? So walking in the jurisdiction of taking the word of God, allowing it to manifest in you. And watch this. There's nothing like a believer that knows of God who has no knowledge of who God really is. The believer that's walking in authority is knowing that God is God and then becoming his dependent. He says in Isaiah 41 and 13, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, because I'm your help." In other words, we have to come confident in him. We have to come in that place. Yes, we're taking you at your word, Father. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." So the importance of the body of Christ understanding that true riches is not how much money you have in the bank. True riches is based on the treasure that you have in your heart, in your spirit, man. What is it that I'm loaded with? Daily he loadeth me with benefits. So it's spiritually invoked. So you can take from me the financial side and not bankrupt me in treasure. You hear what I'm saying? When my trust, my confidence, my total reliance is in him. Are you hearing me today? So we have to come to that point where we take the heart his word. Proverbs 16 and 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. See, man, this is treasure that you're not going to get from reading the newspaper. This is treasure that you're not going to get from staying close to somebody that's got money in the bank. You hear what I'm saying? I thought as a young man, if I could find millionaires and like hang around them long enough, yeah, I'm going to become a millionaire because I'm hanging around millionaires. I tried and it didn't work. They stingy, boy. You know what I'm saying? I even tried to override a couple of them's wheels. I said, "Father, I believe before so-and-so dies, he's going to leave me some of his money." You know what I'm saying? He died. I don't know where the money went. You know what I'm saying? But the knowledge and the wisdom that he instilled in me was so important. Little simple things he would say, and I would hear what he's saying, and I'm like, you know, I'm hearing you, but I ain't really locking in on this because at that time that wasn't important. I, you got millions. I want to know how to get the millions. You know what I'm saying? And as I began to put my trust and my confidence in men, how about how many times I got deceived and let down by men I was putting trust and confidence? All they want to do is use you. But when I learned to put my trust and my confidence in my shepherd, are you hearing me? So watch this. There ain't a man or a woman on the face of this earth that can cherish you with the treasure that you can get simply by locking in. I'm talking about appointing a set-aside time when you sit under the tutelage, the jurisdiction of God's word. I'm talking about just sitting under the word. I ain't understanding this stuff I'm reading. But Father, you said in your word, faith comes by hearing it. So I hear it. I hear it. I hear it. I'm like, "Lord, I'm still not understanding." He says, "Well, have you asked the Holy Spirit to reveal?" See, there's a difference in access to knowledge and revealed knowledge. So I asked the Holy Spirit to reveal truth. See, watch this. He's considered the Spirit of Truth. Now, if he's the Spirit of Truth, what is it that the Spirit of Truth cannot do? Can't lie. So I began to trust him, to require of him. And, you know, it wasn't like an overnight process. But I'm like, "Father," and sometimes we have to take the stand. "Father, I'm not moving till your Holy Spirit reveals this to me." No, I see what you're presenting, but I can't find the fruit of it. And see, the fruit of the word is not given simply by you reading. The fruit of the word is given by you reading and reading. And watch this, you can't do the silent thing. Some of y'all think you can eyeball that bad, but you're going to miss something. No, you speak it and you begin to hear it. Then what happens? The Holy Spirit has something to access in you. See, the word, when it's heard, produces accessibility. No hearing of the word, there's what? No accessibility. So the more I hear the word, the more.
It's already.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.